So we've talked a lot about Donnie Nelson this week because the Mavericks season is over. And it's going to be a while before we really dive into Cowboys football. So attention is going to turn to John Daniels, Chris Young, the Rangers hierarchy. John Daniels has been the GM for a long time now. Turn that title over to Chris Young, but we're mainly going to talk about John Daniels in the last 10 years and all of our local GMs over the last 10 years. But Fernando found a great article done by Bradford Doolittle. What was this in? I'm sorry, I don't have it written down. Was that ESPN?
ESPN.com.
Yeah, ESPN.com. And how this relates to the Rangers as we kind of focus on them first here in this segment, talking about local GMs. The title was, Why Can't Your Team Be More Like the Rays? Here we have the Tampa Bay Rays attendance, 2008 to present, 30th in Major League Baseball. Opening day payroll, 2008 to present, 30th in Major League Baseball. They don't spend any money. They don't have any fans coming to their games. But wins, 2008 to present, 5th in Major League Baseball. They don't spend any money. They don't have fans come to their games. They're in a very small market, but they win. And over the last 12 years, they have been among the most consistent winners in Major League Baseball. So his question is, why can't your team be more like the Rays? And he mentions that the list of former Tampa Bay execs heading up baseball operations departments across baseball now includes guys in Houston, Boston, LA. And he identifies the Rays way. So tell me if the Rangers do any of this.
Okay.
Rays way number one, squeeze more wins out of every dollar. Since the beginning of the 2019 season, only the Dodgers have won more games than Tampa Bay, yet in terms of opening day payroll, only the Pirates have spent less. No team has spent more efficiently than the Rays over the years.
That doesn't match the Rangers.
No. And to defend the Rangers a bit, it doesn't match a lot of teams in Major League Baseball.
Right.
It's hard to do that, but the Rays are figuring out a way to do that. Rays way number two. Win trades by selling high. The last example of this was over the past winter when Tampa Bay traded starter Blake Snell, a recent Cy Young winner who had three more years left on his contract, still in his prime. They got high-quality prospects in return who are already helping them. And he says the Rays do this time and time again. Trade a productive player or a prospect for multiple cost-controlled players who then tend to get better once the Rays have them in the fold.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a real key for the Rangers right now. If they, you know, find these players that are actually producing on the field, and they've got a few of them this year.
It's the old buy low, sell high model.
Yeah.
And not a lot of teams.
Easier said than done.
Yeah, not a lot of teams are good at that, though, because it forces you to get out of your comfort zone because nobody likes to sell high because they think it's going higher.
Yeah.
But you have to. You got to show some nads, right? Every once in a while, pull off a deal like this and stay to your model.
Well, and I think teams are always afraid, too, of the backlash. Oh, we're getting better. Right. You trade him? What are you doing?
Yeah, maybe the Rays don't worry about that because they have no fans to fan backlash.
Maybe not.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Rays way number three, keep the farm system stocked. Man, have the Rangers fallen on this front.
Yeah.
Using data from Baseball America in terms of average five-year ranking since 2000, only the Braves have rated better than the Rays at keeping the farm system stocked. And we know the problems the Rangers have had with that over the years. Rays way number four is to avoid lengthy free agent commitments. Two of their biggest free agent contracts they've ever given were deals to Alvarez and Vaughn, and both of those came very early in the years of the Rays franchise. They always stay flexible.
Well, the Rangers are pretty flexible right now. They haven't had any big long-term free agents in a while.
But you could argue...
Big money ones, anyway.
Yeah, you could argue whatever it is, the Fielder or Chu or several contracts have gotten them to this position.
Yeah, true.
And Rays way number five, emphasize big league development. This is an area that I've always thought the Rangers have failed in. Big league development. So far in 2021, the Rays have five players who are posting career WAR numbers. None of those players began their professional careers with the Rays and all spent big league time with another organization before the Rays acquired them. But once they get there at the big league level, not even in their farm system, once they arrive as big leaguers, the Rays make them better. And not that the Rangers have zero examples of this, but I think I've always used Odor as an example of this. He arrived at the big league level, maybe a little quickly. Maybe they rushed him. But he just got worse once he was here.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like they do a great job of developing either in the farm system or once those guys get here, the major league instruction and development seems to be lacking. So all of that, does John Daniels do any of, and now Chris Young, any of the Rays way? Not a whole lot of it. By the way, if you're wondering the specifics of how they do this, Doolittle does say it's hard to pin down exactly how they do it because one part of the Rays way is to not talk about the Rays way.
Ah.
So from the outside, we can analyze the results, but not the fine points of how they get those results.
I mean, I'm sure the Rangers, I mean, it all sounds a lot of it very logical, but I'd be interested to know what the secret recipe is. I'm sure a lot of teams would be interested in that in a lot of sports.
Yes, I think that's a template that all of our local GMs could use. Now, some of it is dependent upon where your franchise is at the current moment. In other words, if you're a player away, and I don't know if we can make that argument about any of our teams, but the Cowboys, you could, I guess, argue they're a super elite defender away, or the Mavericks, another superstar close to Luka's level away. It's not a terrible argument.
Yeah.
So if your organization is there, then maybe you do spend that money on that one free agent and the lengthy free agent commitment that it takes to get that guy in the fold. So yeah, all of this is flexible, right, depending on the team and where they are.
Maybe the Stars fit into that too. If
maybe.
They're in the, the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, maybe. So I thought about our local GMs over the last 10 years, because we've talked a lot this week about the Mavericks. They hit that 10-year mark without any postseason success. And so we've talked a lot about Donnie. So let's talk about all four over the last 10 years. And let's use, even though Chris Young is their GM now, let's use John Daniels as the guy. The Rangers are going to miss the playoffs this year. That'll be for the fifth straight season. They haven't won a playoff series in 10 seasons, just like the Mavericks. Mm. No advancement since they were in the World Series since 2011.
Wow.
So just like the Mavericks, 10 years, they've made the playoffs a couple of times, but they have not advanced in 10 years. It's been 10 years of nothing. And it's not like they've been rebuilding the major league team or the farm system in that time. Not that they're not trying, but they're just not really succeeding. There aren't many building blocks in place. You get an outlier like Garcia who shows, but very few major league building blocks in place, and the minor league system's a giant question mark. A lot of baseball experts think that the Rangers might not be a real contender since for another 4 years, maybe 2025 is when they're going to be really good again if all of these prospects pan out. But that's a big if.
It's been a pretty crappy decade. I mean, there was that stretch from 15 to 16 where they were, you know, around a 90-win team. They didn't advance, though, like, just kind of like you mentioned, like the Mavericks. But it was still decent baseball.
And that's all on John Daniels. And he does have his wins. He did get this franchise to the World Series two straight years. He generally managed them to the World Series two straight years. That's big.
Yeah.
And he, you know, from 05 to 11, he did have a lot of wins in trades and signings and a lot of losses too, but he had enough wins to get him to that level. So he gets credit for that. But if we're just talking the last 10 years, whew, there's not much to show for it.
You know what's incredible about this franchise? This is going to be a fifth straight year of being under 500. That's going to be the first time that's happened for the Rangers.
Wow.
If you go back and look at their year-by-year record, they've never had five consecutive years of being under 500, even back in the 70s and 80s.
That's an amazing note.
It's incredible.
Son of a gun.
So 10 years of nothing for the Rangers. The Mavericks now have 10 years of nothing. And just like John Daniels, Donnie has had his wins as a GM, drafting Dirk, discovering Nash, and drafting Luka. And he does have a title in 2011, and none of that should be diminished. Those are significant. But, like the Rangers, they haven't advanced in 10 straight seasons. They're one of six NBA teams that hasn't won a playoff series in the last 10 seasons. That's research from our own Dan McDowell. And my research from this week, I'll mention it again if you missed it, they're the only team in NBA history to win a title and then not win a series the next 10 years.
There at the start of that, you get, I guess, the GM carrying out what the owner said to do.
Right.
Luxury tax, hey, I'm not going to do that again. Let's bargain hunt here for a couple of years.
And while he had the huge hit with Luka, and you could argue Brunson in that 2018 draft, the 2020 draft looks like maybe could be a miss. Although, even though there were really good players that went after Josh Green, I can't guarantee Rick Carlisle would have played those guys like Sadiq Bey. So who knows?
Who knows with Josh Green?
Maybe Josh Green turns into something. Plus, a lot of the deals that Donnie has made have just gone belly up. And it looks like the Josh Richardson for Seth Curry deal is the latest. And he's got KP on his ledger.
Yeah.
So Daniels and Donnie, not 100% on them. Extenuating circumstances, as always, in a pro sports franchise, but neither of them have produced anything in the postseason now for the last 10 years.
So is that a C or a D or an F? If, I mean, that's failing to advance in the postseason.
I mean,
is it a pass-fail? It's almost like a pass-fail kind of class you're taking.
Right.
Either you do or you don't.
Jim Nill, the Stars, he's got the best record of the four GMs. And I don't think right now people have too much of a problem with Jim Nill. However, before they made their bubble run in Edmonton to the finals, there were a lot of people that thought he was on the hot seat.
Yeah.
In his eight seasons as GM, they've missed the playoffs four times. But again, that gives him the best track record of our four GMs. He's not been a disaster by any stretch. He's been the best of the four over this last, let's say, 10-year run, even though he's been in place for 8 years. But I wouldn't say it's been a highly successful 8-year run either. And there are a lot of people that would argue that the bubble run was a real outlier, that if you take out the bubble run, there's not much else to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Jerry.
His own category.
His own category.
Owner / GM.
Last year was the 25th straight season without an appearance in the NFC Championship game. Only the Detroit Lions and the Washington football team have longer droughts. Mm-hmm. Just let that sink in. Mm. So the Mavericks are getting into that territory with their 10 years of not winning a playoff series. The Rangers are getting into historic territory with, as Sean mentioned, the nothingness of 5 years and certainly the last 10 years. But for the Cowboys, it's been 25 years of really nothing. They have only advanced twice in the playoffs in the last 10 seasons, if we're looking at the 10-season time frame, and only three times have they advanced in the last 24 seasons.
Oh, my gosh.
Think about that.
Either you miss the playoffs or you get in and you're a one and done.
So here is the stat that blew me away. We all probably know this, but I don't know if we've ever really thought about it this way. In the last 10 seasons, for all four of these teams, and we're including this year's Rangers season we're currently in, so it doesn't include the World Series run. So the last 10 seasons, because we figure they're not going to be a playoff team this year. That's 10 seasons for each team, so that's 40 seasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our GMs, in those last 40 seasons, have advanced in the playoffs a grand total of 5 times.
The heck y'all been doing for the
five
last 10
times
years?
In the last collective 40 seasons have we had a local team advance? Five. The Stars have three of them. The Cowboys have two, and the Mavericks and Rangers have zero. I don't know that there's, and this is a major market. Example, Boston, which is not as big a market, in their last 40 seasons, they've got over 20. I think it's 23 times their teams have advanced.
Gosh.
And we've got five here locally. So collectively, with the exception of a couple of outlier seasons, our general managers in the last 10 years are not getting it done here locally. That is not acceptable.
No.
On your pass fail spectrum,
that's fail.
That's failing. Five times they've advanced in 40 collective seasons.
Golly, it's been a tough decade around here.
Man.
Y'all need to get it together.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.